Hello and welcome to the MNC Mindset Podcast, where each week we bring you a short conversation on a big idea. My name is Sharon Crook and I'm joined by my husband, Greg Crook. Together we run CrossFit MNC in Monroe, North Carolina, where our mission is to help others find their true potential and live healthier, happier lives. On today's episode, we're going to be discussing how to talk about what we do at CrossFit MNC with friends, family, and coworkers.
Morning, dear.
Good morning.
How are you?
Cold.
No surprise there. Right. Today we're going to talk about how to talk about what we do at CrossFit MNC. It may come off as a weird topic, but it's actually a much harder topic than what I realized. Explaining exactly what we do here is something that, and I'll be the first to lay my cards out on the table, is something I still struggle with to this day. Yes, the definition of CrossFit is constantly varied functional movements performed at high intensity. But in today's discussion, we want to talk about how do we talk about that with our friends or folks that we're looking to get into CrossFit or come join us just for a class, which is the broader topic today is based on that. We want to, you know, all of us have someone that we would love to do, you know, have them do CrossFit. It's always better with friends. Many of us, especially if you're listening, you kind of already drank the Kool-Aid and you've already created relationships here. But there's always someone, or most of us have someone that we would love to come try a class with them, and which is fantastic. But there's a certain way that you need to kind of explain what we do here to make it a bit more enticing. And that's kind of what we're going to go over today and try to give you some ideas on how to better communicate what we do here in a way that they actually understand.
I can speak to partly why it's so difficult, because CrossFit, you Google it, what you see mainstream, on social media, YouTube, is games athletes and doing. Or, of course, the CrossFitters gone bad or whatever. So the only initial exposure a lot of people have is seeing games athletes do things that, I can't do, you can't do. And it's not a realistic portrayal of what we actually do here. So that's where a lot of this challenge comes from.
Yeah, I agree. And I have tried every approach known to man. And even to this day, I still don't have it right. I've worked with several business coaches on, initial consultations and trying to implement all of these things. And one of them actually, one of our projects was to create an elevator pitch. And I thought I had a really good one. It was... Instead of, because CrossFit can be intimidating, it's come a long way, and I'll circle back around to my original point in a second, but it's come a long way. There, some of you longer term members remember that we actually, for a brief moment, changed our name, at least on the building, and it was because of, I had just had it with. Everywhere I went, someone asked, what do you do? Where do you work? I say, we own a CrossFit gym. Oh, I could never do that. With not even curious as to what it was, what actually happened inside the door. So it was just an instant. Yep. Nope. Can't do that. Just as you mentioned, that's what they perceived happens inside of the gym is what they saw at the games. And, if you follow the sport at all, or just CrossFit.com, or, you know, from the top down anyway, you know that they've made over the past probably going on 3 years now, they've made a radical shift towards the health side of the spectrum, as opposed to the games. They got rid of their media team. The competitive side of CrossFit has made a major turn. It's still thriving, but it is not a focus of CrossFit headquarters itself, which has helped. And, you know, I've kind of calmed myself down, and you know, we've embraced CrossFit and what it is. And we're just, you know, slowly one person at a time going to change the perception of what it is. And that's why we're having this conversation today, is to hopefully arm you guys with a better way to explain what we do, because you're going to run into that too. You're going to, you know, folks are going to think that, you know, we're hanging upside down on rings and, you know, and lifting all kinds of crazy weights and doing all this other stuff. I said I was going to circle back, and now I don't remember where I started from.
You were talking about how we changed our name and coming up with an elevator pitch.
My elevator pitch that I was so proud of was that we owned a group training facility that specialized in functional fitness. I was really proud of that, and it sounds very professional. What Patrick taught me is that as good as that sounds, it's still kind of jargony for a lot of folks. Like, what's functional movement? You know, we know what that is. And if you're listening, you probably know what that is too. But for the regular person, they have no idea. So here's probably a better elevator pitch that you guys could use that I feel like will at least be a little better perceived for most, and that CrossFit is the best exercise and nutrition program ever created, and it also happens to be a lot of fun. And you can really literally stop right there. That's the trouble that I have, and again, laying my cards out on the table, is I feel the obligation to continue saying, you know, we do bodyweight movements, we do cardio, we do this, we do this. And I've even been in the conversation and saw folks like that'll just like show up at the gym asking questions and see their eyes glass over. So I can see what I'm doing as it's coming out of my mouth. And for some reason, I still just can't stop there. If you were to give them that elevator pitch, and then the very next thing, all you need to do is get them into class. That's the best. And I listened to something. It was could have been a podcast or an interview or something with Greg Glassman, the founder of CrossFit. And it was asked, like, how does he describe it? I think he doesn't even try to. He just says, what are you doing tomorrow at 9:30? Or whatever. Like, he just wants them to come to class. So there's your elevator pitch. And then after that, ask them what they're doing this Thursday. That would be a great way to kind of segue into getting them here. Sharon, you get I pick on you about this a good bit, but when we go out to a restaurant, especially summertime, heaven forbid you have a tank top on, we can't go anywhere without someone approaching you about your arms. What do you do when you're getting questioned? What are you doing? I love your arms, blah, blah, blah. There's always some kind of comment coming from some lady.
Yeah. And I've had very similar struggles that you have, where, you know, if I say, oh, I do CrossFit, they immediately shut down. Like, nope, can't do that. Or if I say, you know, I own a CrossFit, then they automatically assume that all I do all day long, every day, is workout. And, you know, those of you listening know that that's not the case. You know, I take naps, but I try, and I haven't really nailed down a perfect answer, again, because, you know, I get different responses from people. So I do try to kind of read them, but I try to make it as simple as possible. You know, we do group fitness classes, and it, you know, I'm very guilty of saying functional fitness as opposed to, you know, what you said, that they're constantly varied, blah, 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 you know, whatever. But I find myself faced with a challenge of trying not to use our jargon, you know, because people don't know what that means. And I myself didn't know what that meant. The very first class I did, you know, people were throwing out these words, Metcons and WADs. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. You know? Yeah. So I try to keep it simple and, you know, same thing. It's like, hey, you know, come check us out. You know, it's for everybody.
Well, and you know, there's, it's going to be so many, and this is probably a much deeper topic than even I realized we're trying to tackle. But it depends on who the person is that you're talking to. You know, maybe the person you're trying to get to come to class is a grandparent or an older adult that hasn't done anything like that. That conversation needs to be a little bit different, and you need to tailor it to that person. And you know, depending on how well you know them, like you are our first line of defense. They trust you. They might be, let's say they've followed us on social media or whatever. And that's one thing hopefully this podcast will do is you know, allow them to get to know us and trust us a little bit better. But you're the one, like they know you and they trust what you're going to say. What they don't want to hear, especially if they're intimidated to start with, is how bad they're going to hate the assault bike and how bad it's going to make their legs hurt and everything else. Like, we laugh about that. And once they get it and they're members and they understand, that's the time for that. But you don't open up the conversation trying to get them to come here with how horrible the workouts are. We know that we say that in a good way because, you know, we do them and then we come back the very next day to do another one just like it. But that's not the way to help folks get over their fear. And that's what we got to understand, that it's a big limiter for a lot of folks. This is new. They don't know anything about it. They're going to be the only person in the building that doesn't know anything about it. And that's very intimidating. As much as we like to explain to them, oh, you're going to be fine. You know, the coaches will take care of you and all that. That's all well and good. It still doesn't help until they get in the door, and you telling them how terrible the workout is going to be is not going to get them there any faster.
Well, I think you make a good point that, you know, it is fear, and, you know, I could do a whole podcast just on fear, and, you know, and dealing with it and how to overcome it and this and that. But in terms of what we're discussing today, you know, fear keeps a lot of us from trying new things or, you know, doing something different. And it looks like you pointed out that if you've got a friend, family member, coworker, you know, somebody that you know that has expressed some interest in CrossFit, but they're, you know, they're a little bit afraid, then they trust you. And we want to have the opportunity to build trust with them, just like we've built trust with you. So, you know, it's that two part kind of, you know, hey, I understand that you're afraid. I've been doing this for a while. Our coaches are great. I feel good after every workout. Like you said, you know, come in on Thursday at 3:30 with me. And, you know, and then that gives us an opportunity to build some trust with them and show them that we're not going to have them flying through the air on rings, you know? Yeah,
for sure. So just to go, and this is very, very broad, but two pretty common ones. Let's say you have that, grandparent, older adult, whatever the case may be, and you're trying to get them into class, have them understand that we're not going to chase elite fitness with that particular person. They can still work out with you, but we're wanting them to be able to get up and down and out of a chair easier. Like that's really the goal of what we're trying to do is to make their life outside of the gym better. And that's going to mean different things for different people. Another roadblock that we hear sometimes is I'm not in good enough shape to start. And that's a frustrating one to hear because, like, we know there's no prerequisites to starting. Like that's our job as coaches is to meet you where you are. And that's exactly what you tell that person is, look, they're going to meet you where they are. Just come try a class. We'll do our very best at that point. You know, then it's in our hands as coaches to make sure that, you know, their first workout is appropriate and something they can do. And usually after that first workout, they understand like, oh, okay, this isn't nearly what I thought it was. But that's the struggle is to get them through the door for that very first one. And again, it all comes back to, you know, helping them get over that fear, even though it may not present itself as like, I'm scared, or they might not outwardly say it. That's a lot of times that's the biggest roadblock is, you know, they're not going to be good enough or fast enough or strong. Like, and no one is. And that's easy for us to say, but it really, we do understand how hard it is, a hurdle to get over. just want to kind of close it up with why we pick Thursdays to have these folks come in. Thursday is typically a lighter day for us. You want to think back to that very first class. And this is a little bit different. If you're super outgoing, this isn't going to be near as an issue for you. But put your feet in their shoes that you're brand new. You've never done this before. Everyone around you knows the language. They know what these movements are. They know what's about to happen next, how the flow of the class goes, all that stuff. And you drag them in on a Monday at 3:30 or 5:30 or a Friday at 3:30 when we got 20 something people in class for their first experience. And it's cliche, but you've always heard it. You can't, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That couldn't be a worse time to bring them to a class, unless it is free workout Friday. Then the workouts are designed to have brand new people. It'll be simple movements. You know, everything around that is tailored to that particular person. Thursdays, the classes are much smaller. The workouts are typically a little tamer. That's when we prefer. Whenever you don't give us a heads up, or if that happens and you just bring someone in, got to understand that it may not be the best day for them to come, depending on what the workout is. It just reflects badly on us, and not necessarily something that we can control at the time. So that's why we do Thursdays, so that there is actually a really particular reason. We're excited that you're excited to bring your friend, but just know that especially if they're already intimidated, when you bring them, makes a big difference on their overall experience. And that's what we're trying to do, is to give them the best experience and exposure to CrossFit that it can. And that very first one, we can't take away. And sometimes we don't get a second opportunity. You know, if it's squat snatches and chest to bar pull-ups or something like that, like, you know, one, what they're going to be doing is so different than the rest of the class. Plus, we got to teach those movements to the regular class. So it gets a little bit disruptive to our regular members. And we're trying to find a balancing act there of keeping things appropriate for everyone and making sure that everyone has a great experience, our regular members, as well as your friends that you're bringing. That's about all I got. You got anything to close on, Sharon?
I don't think so. I think, you know, like you said, I'd like to reiterate that we want you to be excited to bring someone new in, especially someone who's been interested, maybe has that little bit of fear. And it's all about, like you said, you know, creating that really good first experience. We want people to want to come back.
Exactly. All right, guys. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.